Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm feeling off. It just keeps coming up a lot. I've experienced myself, friends, coaching clients, neighbors, you know, relatives. I'm seeing it a lot. I'm seeing people are feeling off. I've lost some people in my life unexpectedly to suicide. I also think it's important that there's some things that we address, because as we break down some of these topics here, it's an awareness that we should be making on a national level, international level, and global level for people to be aware of some of these things and emotions that we feel and that it's totally okay. And I just want to give a little bit of light. Part of it is just expressing to those of you who are listening who have told me you're feeling off or know someone who's feeling off, maybe I can shed a little bit of light, some tips, some ideas, some grace, and some support. So here's a few things. First of all, anxiety keeps popping up left and right, all over the place. I just want to tell you, if you're someone who has experienced anxiety before, or even haven't experienced anxiety, but you know somebody who has, I want to kind of talk to you. Anxiety. If you've experienced it or you haven't, I'm talking to you. You know, it just goes for everybody. Anxiety is no joke. It's really something that takes over your body, where you feel like your heart's beating out of your chest. You feel really nervous. You feel really shaky. You feel scared, fear. Thoughts are in your head that aren't true. There's palpitations. Can't catch your breath. Feel really panicky. I know because I've experienced it myself, and it's very overwhelming, and it becomes bigger than us is what I've discovered. And for me, being a, you know, got it together, controlling type A personality, it's very hard for me to, you know, accept anxiety and wrap my head around it and feel like I could beat it all on my own, because I can't. I've tried enough and fell on my face enough to know I cannot beat it all on my own without help, without assistance, without talking to someone, without, you know, writing out a gratitude journal, meditation, exercise, without maybe needing medicine. You know, I've gone through spouts of anxiety in my life where I've needed medicine, you know, where I went to my doctor because actually my husband took me that said, you know, it's we need help. And I'm just here to say, like, through those spouts and times in my life, oh man, was it a savior. It was a savior with a goal in mind that I would get better and I would eventually wean off, which I did. And I am so open that if I have another spout of anxiety, I'll be the first one to go to the doctor, because it helped me so much. People feel that it makes us look bad or we get judged, hurts our ego. I call bullshit on that. I don't care what anybody thinks at all. It made me better. It helped my life, my quality of life. It helped bring rational thoughts back into my brain. I just want to say, if you're someone who's suffering with it, go get the right help. If you know someone that's struggling, take them. And the reason why is we don't know how bad it is when we're in it, and we think we got it under control. Next is depression. That's another thing. There's a lot of people that tell me privately that I'm working with or that I know in my life that they feel depressed. And, you know, I always say depression can be treated too. You know, this isn't it. This isn't the end. This isn't where you get to remain forever. It's a proactive attitude. It's saying something's not right when I'm not getting out of bed, or I'm sluggish, or nothing matters, or nothing makes me happy, or I'm so down, I just can't even see the light. These are feelings, emotions that are fair. It's fair to feel that way. And it's also totally healthy and okay to talk to someone about it, either seeing a therapist or talking to your doctor or a loved one or reaching out. You know, this is something to be addressed, not pushed under a rug. Work is not more important. You know, the neighbor and the good friend and someone you're dating is not more important than your health and taking good care of yourself. Next is people saying they're not feeling balanced, you know, very overwhelmed with their lives. There's just so much to do. They're never getting it done. And all they do is feel overwhelmed at all times. I did do a podcast just about that because it comes up so much, called The Big O. You might want to check that out. But if you are feeling overwhelmed, that is something you need to look at. You know, here's my advice to you. Anybody super overwhelmed is you need to write a master to-do list of all the things that you're doing. I guarantee you there is a majority chunk in that list that is stuff you could delegate, not do, make simpler, and make better choices in. I've had that as an exercise for a lot of people I coach, and we've been really working wonders through these lists. So keep that in mind. Being balanced is always, I feel, going to have some form of a struggle or some form of of being a challenge in your life. You know, it's especially those who take on more. And it's okay. I feel I go through that myself, where I do feel like I got a lot on my plate, and then I have a family and responsibilities and different things and stuff that I get done. I feel that my saving grace is time blocking. I can't say yes to everyone. I can't do everything every day. I love my sleep. I love my miracle morning. I love my workouts. I love my quality time with my children or my husband. And I try to have everything have a spot where I just don't let distractions come in and throw me off my day. That's where I see the most overwhelmed. So that's really important there. Confidence. I've been coaching a lot of people who like have been saying, I was so confident and now I'm so not. I mean, I'm feeling really off. Let me tell you something. I wish we can go buy a bag of confidence. You know, I wish Amazon had a bag of confidence. We could just point, swipe, click, and it sends. But we can't. Confidence comes from within. It's a choice. First of all, either you have confidence and you lost it, or you've never had it at all and you want it. Confidence comes from taking action. Confidence comes from putting yourself out there and trying and going for it. If you stumble, I don't care. Just if you're going to fall, fall forward, right? Just get up, dust yourself off, and try again. Confidence comes from the doing. I was not very confident when I started my podcast. You can listen to the first one and feel that out. The bottom line is I just keep going. And a bigger reason was I didn't know if anybody was going to listen, right? It was like your first thought when you're doing something for the first time. And then the second thing was I realized it doesn't matter. I'm doing this. I'm challenging myself and pushing myself. Confidence comes from the doing. It really, really does. Practicing, doing, going for it, and really putting aside judgment and the what ifs and the overthinking. If you put those guys on the sidelines and you keep your journey going, you're going to be a new person. I guarantee you on that. Last but not least, I don't want to be judged. I'm feeling judged. It makes me feel off. You know, people are talking, or I heard someone say, or I know people think, you know what? I mean it. I'm not just saying this to blow smoke. I'm getting real. It's the whole premises of my podcast here. And that is, who gives a shit? Who cares? You know, here's what I've really learned after being on this planet 40 years here. I'll say, people who really love you and genuinely care for you really want you to do well in life. And those are good, healthy, well-rounded people. You got to watch out for the people who don't want the best for you, but act like they do. You got to watch out for the people who are. If people are doing that, that's not good energy. It's not a good vibe to have in your life. Have I cut people out of my life? Yes, I have. I have felt really good. You know, I like my energy to be right with me, around me, and who I associate with. Don't worry about judgment, because the people who really love you and care for you genuinely, they're not going to do that shit. And let me tell you, judgy people, okay, are the ones that internally are a bit insecure and have some issues. I tell you right now, look, everyone's judged someone before. I have too. I get it. You know, and when you turn in and you look in, you're like, you're being judgy because you have your own stuff you got to deal with and work on. So it's not a good thing. You know, I've spent many years in therapy and personal workshops and, you know, being honest and you know, meditation and talking to someone to really work through those issues and challenges. And coming out of that, feel clear-minded, know what I want, know the attitude in the forefront that I live in. It's just healthier. It's just better. And all the judgment, I've completely let it go. I'm literally freed over it. It has freed my soul. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Let go of judgment. It's not part of your wheelhouse anyway. All right, everybody. If you're feeling off, listen to the podcast again. Okay. It has some tips in there. It has some ideas in there to really get your mind right back on track and to face some of your truths and realities or someone that you know and love. It's no joke, anxiety, depression, you know, not feeling balanced or not, you know, loss of confidence or want to gain confidence or feeling judged. That's no joke. Okay. I take it serious. That's why I wanted to do a podcast about it. And anyone that could touch your heart or give you a little bit of a takeaway, then I feel good about that. So thank you for tuning in. Check me out on lisacrown.com. Please click subscribe on my podcast. I hope you got a little takeaway out of this. And if you could share it with a friend, I'd appreciate it. All right. Thanks for listening. Take care.